Well, hello there, listeners. We're back on episode 13 of Guamasaur Wisdoms, the podcast that deals with ideas that Guamasaurs have been waiting to teach humans. The idea I'm going to discuss today is crucial to your understanding of your own life. First, we'll start off with the popular debate. How do you pronounce GIF, the acronym for Graphic Interchange Format?
GIF, obviously.
No! GIF sounds bad. Ew. GIF rolls off the tongue a lot better. Yeet.
Hey, why are we arguing about this? Why don't you just accept both?
Well, you see, you're all wrong. It's not a word, so you don't pronounce it.
There is the door. Go use it. Leave this place. I do not want to hear this fake news.
Now that's kind of mean.
I will not leave this place until you understand that an acronym is different than a word. An acronym is an abbreviation. You can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Well, how do you usually pronounce abbreviation? For example, how do you pronounce MR period? Mr, of course, not MR or MR. And then IL for Illinois. You would usually pronounce it Illinois or IL. You would never say ill. Why then do we pronounce acronyms as words?
This is a good point. Why shouldn't we just not pronounce it as a word? Then there wouldn't be fighting.
You don't say.
That's true. We shouldn't even pronounce acronyms as words. There's so many reasons why. First, it doesn't make sense to English learners to pronounce them as words.
Huh? Why would Ms. Pagato's English learning class in Spain care all about acronyms?
I don't know. But if pronouncing acronyms as words promotes more peace between us and English learners, then I'm all for it.
You see, here's why. In speaking, if you say an acronym like NASA, or pronounce it like NASA, an English learner might be confused and think you're saying a word that they haven't learned. If you say it as the letters, they would be smart enough to know, to understand that it stands for something.
Ooh! Wait, I still don't get it.
Ugh. Now, this doesn't count for things that were originally based from acronyms, but few people know or agree they were acronyms, such as TASER or OK, which were actually acronyms. But it's even more confusing to learners if you say an acronym where you pronounce one part but not the other, such as LTAC. They could think the L or the TAC is part of a surrounding word, which would make everything so confusing.
English is already confusing.
Well, OK, but much easier to just say it as a word. What about, I don't know if you're speaking with more people who aren't English language learners, or in other words, most of the time?
Yeah, why should we care about how to say acronyms in front of English learners? I mean, why would we talk about GIFs in front of them?
Okay, I will be nice, and instead of insulting you for pronouncing GIF as a word, I will answer your question. First, there are many words that sound similar to the way many people pronounce acronyms. Those who pronounce it GIF will make it confusing, and that's not good.
Yes, Daddy. GIF all the way.
Yeah, that's
those who pronounce it GIF will make it confusing to anyone because of GIF peanut butter, which is not good. Out of context, it makes no sense at all.
Yeah, that's why we should say GIF.
But that all makes it confusing for English learners, as we said before.
Well, okay, maybe I'm starting to actually see this point now. Wait, never mind.
I wish I was.
The way we say things is vital to our society. Instead of arguing about how to pronounce acronyms, we can keep them and our abbreviations separate from other words. This will make our whole understanding of life and the way we speak easier for everyone, especially English learners, but other people too. Thank you to Jesse for playing the GIF activist, Damon for playing neutral, Lucy for playing the GIF activist, Miss K for the recording devices, and the Guamasaurs for teaching me this great idea. And I'm your host, Graham, or Prophet Guam. You can hear us next time on Guamasaur Wisdoms, episode 14, which will be about Carla Zeus conspiracies.